start with the external shape of the body and your groundbreaking research, Bernard Harris, which explains the way our bodies have changed more in the past 300 years than in any previous millennia. Now, why is that? How?
Our argument is that the increase in height since the early to mid-18th century, and particularly during the 20th century, has been much greater than in any previous period. And some of the increases are quite substantial, so we're talking about increases of 2, 3, 4 inches in final adult height, final adult male height, in Britain, for example, since the mid-18th century.
I guess any of us here who've been into old houses will know that, because you often find that you have to bend if you're a tall person to go through the door. This is partly about the Industrial Revolution, presumably.
Yes.
300 years.
Hmm. Yes, I mean, the Industrial Revolution affects the argument in two ways, actually, because from one point of view, it actually made things worse. And so if you look at the heights of people who were growing up in the most rapidly growing British cities in the 19th century, then there's some evidence to suggest that average height declined within those cities. But our argument is that over time, industrialisation played a critical role in generating the wealth that enabled people to afford more and better food. And in time, we also learned how to control the environment and remove the things that caused infectious diseases or exposure to infectious diseases. And so that combination of better food and better environments, which was fueled by the wealth generated by industrialisation, helped people to grow much taller than they had been in the past.
Is this as direct as saying that when people had to pull their own ploughs or use horses to plough their fields, they couldn't do as much as when they had machines that could do so much more, that it's all about horsepower, if you like?
Well, actually, that's one part of the argument, which is that mechanisation and the use of fossil fuels meant that we were able to be much more productive. And by being more productive, we could generate more wealth and so on. But also part of our argument is that the earlier improvements in human agriculture meant that human beings themselves had more energy. And so you can explain around about 20% of British economic growth over the last 300 years by looking at improvements in the health of human beings themselves.
And this is a very interesting new idea, isn't it? That, we're no longer victims of the world around us, but also that over generations, if you have better nutrition from one generation, it transfers itself to a different size in the next.
Yes, I think there are two parts to that argument. There's the argument that better nutrition of mothers and therefore better nutrition of the child in the womb contributes to better health for the succeeding generation. So that's one part of it. And then your previous comment, which I've forgotten.
I was talking about control of the environment.
The point about the control of the environment is that one of our central arguments, we've coined this term technophysioevolution, which is really a term that was developed by Robert Fogel, who's one of the co-authors of this book, and Dora Costa. And they use the phrase technophysioevolution to describe the extent to which human beings had gained unprecedented control over their environments and were therefore able to shape the environments and to consciously avoid hazards in the environment in a way that enabled us to become much healthier.
I'm intrigued that one of the means that you use to measure all this is how tall someone is, and that you see it as a crucial indicator of good health and even of standard of living. Mm. But why is height so important?
Well, first of all, if you compare individuals, then the reason one individual might be taller than another is because they had taller parents. But if you look across societies, then you find that poorer societies and more poorly nourished societies and more disease-ridden societies tend to be shorter than wealthier societies, better nourished societies, and societies where the exposure to disease is much less. So on that very basic level, height appears to reflect some of the things that we would regard as being fundamental to a definition of welfare or the standard of living.